Is it fair to say that We Buy Cars is turning into a really big opportunity for Transaction Capital, David? Good evening.
Hi, Bruce. Yes, We Buy Cars really is a huge opportunity for us. It is by far our fastest growing business. It is highly cash generative. And now that we own almost 75% of it, this should accelerate both our earnings growth rates and also I would estimate our valuation metrics. If we take a look at the years from 2014 to 2021, we grew headline earnings per year on an aggregate basis by 21%, and We Buy Cars earnings growth rate is well above that. So this should push our earnings growth rate, you know, for the next year. I think we can go again at high 20s, maybe 30% again.
The sales figures they're reporting are ahead of your targets. The sales figures, I think, October, the numbers are insane in terms of the number of vehicles. I think you were they were selling 5,000-6,000 vehicles ahead of the pandemic, and now they, at last month, I think, sold 9,000 vehicles. They're moving a lot of second-hand cars.
Yeah, so you know, that really has exceeded our expectation when we bought the business. We, together with the founders, Swan and Dirk Van der Vault, and their management team, set some targets. We were hoping to sell 10,000 vehicles in what we called the medium term, which would have been sometime, 12 to 18 months out from here. And I think we'll actually hit that target in the next 2 to 3 months. So definitely exceeding our expectations. We've set a few records, both in terms of vehicles bought and sold, certainly in terms of e-commerce trade, and also in terms of finance and insurance penetration, which means that when we sell a car, we also want to either broker or sell an insurance policy, a tracking subscription agreement, or more importantly, a finance arrangement. So lots of new records set, and I think both some structural elements in South Africa pushing that, some really good implementational strategies, and then, of course, a few cyclical tailwinds that are helping us along.
Because it is indicative of what's going on in the real economy, and that is, rather than buying new cars, people are buying cars that are used, and you're seeing it come through in your debt collection business, which also is, a really quite sad and depressing reflection of the real economy, where lots and lots of households are struggling, and your job there is to phone people up and saying, please pay what you owe.
Yeah, so we've seen that business grow also 15% above our 2019 levels. I think that's a reflection of a few things. First of all, the flow of work into our business is high. Our clients are the banks and the retailers and the municipalities, telcos and the like, anybody who's consumer-facing. And these businesses have larger NPL portfolios to collect than ever before, in tougher times than ever before, and they have disruption in their call center capabilities. And what we do is we are highly efficient in terms of data and technology, and you know, we're able to collect on their behalf. So we've seen great flows of volume come into our business. More importantly, we've seen a very, very resilient South African consumer that actually can pay and is looking to catch up. So both of our levels of work coming into the business and our levels of collection have been really, really, really good. And Bruce, what we're really excited about is to use our low-cost South African infrastructure, and that means our labor force and our rand-denominated technology to provide these types of services internationally, where we can create jobs in South Africa and earn dollars or euros collecting in Australia or Europe or maybe even the US.
Are you actually doing that sort of business at the moment?
So we've got a test case at the moment, which is, as you know, we've got an Australian business, and on various mandates we collect in South Africa at night time on Australian mandates, and that's worked really, really well. What we have seen is that the destinations of choice, being India and the Philippines, have not fared well during COVID. So South Africa really has an opportunity now to take a strong position in the BPO market. And we've actually have just started engaging with some clients in Europe and the UK, and they're one or two test sites again that we're rolling out there. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
Astonishing story. David Hurwitz, thank you. Transaction Capital Chief Executive this evening on The Money Show.